Our halftime program on tonight's Cal Poly football broadcast brings us to an interesting first in our series that has now been on the air some 3 years. For the first time, we have two guests to talk with us. Our subject tonight is Cal Poly Meets the Challenge of International Education. We have representatives of Cal Poly's International Education Office with us. They are Bob McCorkle, who is director of the program, and Mike Worth, who is associate director. Fellows, it's nice to have you visit with us tonight.
Thank you, Don. We're both happy to be here.
One of the first things we've often tried to do in our halftime broadcasts, Bob, is try to tell our listeners what the program we're talking about is. So perhaps the best thing for us to do at the outset is to tell our listeners just what international education is as far as Cal Poly's program is concerned.
The Cal Poly program consists of actually three parts. First, we have several contracts that are active overseas where we send staff members overseas to participate in educational programs there. On campus, we have two programs. The first of which is a participant training program where we provide services to foreign students that have been sent here by the State Department. The third program is a Peace Corps training program for Thailand.
Now, going back to these one at a time, maybe we can expand on them just a little bit. You talk about the contract programs. We've at Cal Poly have been in the contract phase of international education now for about 10 years or perhaps just a little less. What are some of the programs that you have going right now?
Presently, in Guatemala, we have two people operating with agricultural education. In Thailand, we have a secondary educational project which works with the high school vocational agricultural programs there. And the third program is in Africa. It's located actually in three separate countries, but it is working with a single university that is entitled the University of Lesotho, Botswana, Swaziland.
You do that like a real African. You've been practicing on it, I can tell. Okay, Mike, maybe you can tell us now then what it is that we're doing as far as the participant programs are concerned.
The training of foreign participants has been going on here for nearly 20 years, and we've trained about 1,000 foreign participants in agriculture, engineering, education, and science that have been sent here by the Department of State. These people are selected by their own host country in cooperation with U.S. personnel in that country and then sent here because of our polytechnic programs. The second program that we work with here on campus involves the recruitment and training of Peace Corps volunteers for service in Thailand. This program emphasizes agriculture. It also has some people in nutrition and English. The agriculture volunteers are linked in to our contract program in Thailand in that many of them teach directly in the vocational agriculture schools.
Mike, you talked about the on-campus participant training program. About how many of those type students are at Cal Poly this year?
We have 44 this year. Most of them now are graduate students. In the past, they used to be on special programs or as undergraduates, but as countries develop, we get higher and higher level people coming here.
I think you mentioned before we went on the air, Mike, that these students really have been in many areas. Agriculture, I recall you mentioned engineering students in the past and other fields, physical education and so on and so forth. You also told me, I think, that there are what, about 20 Peace Corps trainees or Peace Corps volunteers now that are Cal Poly, former Cal Poly students are on duty in Thailand.
That's right. Last year here at Poly we had 110 students apply for the Peace Corps. Currently there are 20 Cal Poly students who are serving in Thailand.
There seems to me an obvious way that the international countries and peoples benefit from these projects that you gentlemen are directing. Is there some way that Cal Poly realizes a benefit, Bob?
Don, there have been about 50 faculty and staff that have participated overseas on these contract arrangements. And of course, these people have returned two teaching loads at the college. Therefore, all of their experiences that were had, whether good or bad, were brought back to the college, and it gives them an opportunity to interact with students who are interested in that type of thing. Of course, we do have several programs specifically designed to train people for international educational type work.
You mean degree programs?
That's right. We have master's work and other undergraduate degree type work that will eventually culminate with individuals working in international work.
Well, the clock on the wall tells us that our time for this halftime broadcast is gone. We thank you, Bob McCorkle and Mike Wirth, for stopping by to tell us about Cal Poly and the way it's meeting the challenge of international education. This has been your Mustang Radio Network host, Don McCaleb. We'll be looking forward to joining you at halftime of next week's Cal Poly football game.